Hi, everybody. This is Adriana Trigiani. I'm the host of You Are What You Read. I have the privilege of interviewing luminaries of our times about the books that shaped them from childhood until now. We get everybody from Sarah Jessica Parker to Kristen Hanna, Mitch Albom, Susie Essman, Craig Ferguson, Rainn Wilson, Amor Towles, you name it, they come, they share. New episodes of You Are What You Read drop every Tuesday on Apple, Spotify, or any major streaming platform wherever you listen to your podcasts.
This is a perfect segue to Dawn's ice fishing prostitute story.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, please
what
tell us
what is this,
about
Dawn?
Oh, my gosh. Well, our friend Tony from France wrote me an email because we were talking about ice fishing yesterday. And she said there is a really funny episode of a program on French television. And it was on one of our lakes, Mille Lacs. Is that what it's called?
Mille Lacs.
Yeah. Okay. They said, this is not the tundra. It's not Siberia. It is Minnesota. Now, this is a French program, and the cameraman hears the crack in the ice and threw the camera in the air. And it was hysterical. The retired couple, they were all in plaid flannel shirts, and her first question was, do you want some coffee? And then the other, there were two other guys in flannel back-to-back fishing in separate holes, and they had a monotone answer like, yep, nope. So this was fascinating to the French. And then she says at the end of this email, which is why I brought this up, but I did learn there were prostitutes who provided their services while visiting the different ice houses on snowmobiles.
Yeah.
Snowboat. There are ice fishing hosts?
Snowmobile riding hookers?
What? Yeah. They go between the fish houses?
Well, yeah.
I mean, what?
Kenny acts like he knows you.
Prefer what to call they? Them. Come on, it's 2021. They're sex workers.
Sex workers.
They are, but do they just roll up to your house and
go
knock
Hi.
On the canvas and
hey
go?
Now, any get a catch in there?
You guys are all. Your faces are all scrunched up. If you want to be really concerned, it's the cleaning up between the visits that should concern you.
What?
I mean, there's
in
no
that?
There's no quick stop bathroom.
Baby wipes.
Out. Yeah.
They're frozen in there.
Yeah, I don't. That's, you know.
But do women know that this happens? Like, they're men that go out on the lakes to ice fish. Do they know that there are prostitutes out there?
Well, I'm assuming there's now guy prostitutes, too.
I don't know. How many women are ice fishing? Number one. Number
Quite a
two,
few, actually.
Well, maybe guys
the kind
are
that want
some...
a prostitute?
I don't know. To be honest with you, look, this is the first I've heard of.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, my God.
How did that work?
I'm just looking at the clock going, okay, 3 minutes. All right.
Whatever.
Stretch this out.
Kenny actually
Show us
knows all about
hooker.
It.
I just, those sex workers, that's real. That can be very dangerous, is what I'm thinking for them, unless there's like an app. Or some way to
just roll it up on a random fish house.
Yeah, I think that would be
streamlining the industry. Yeah, listen
I
to
know.
Her. Always the businesswoman.
Lex goes.
Want that to be safe.
We're going to the tawdry aspect of the story, and Alexis is thinking of apps and safety,
bookkeeping,
wipes. How's this accounting going to go, and are they going to have enough disinfectant wipes?
Right.
That's what Alexis is worried about.
Okay, Carolyn, they want a blonde out on that right out there. You see that ice house out there?
Go over there.
Over to the left, about 30 yards.
GPS, because sometimes there's small communities out there.
You don't come out in 20 minutes.
You'll find an area on the lake where there's 30, 40, 100 houses all scrunched together, you know?
Oh, my goodness.
It's a long night.
Oh, right.
It's like a...
Yeah.
Hope it's warm in there.
That sounds exhausting. Wow.
It's a long night.
Show us a hooker!
Oh, man.
God.
Well, on that lovely note...
Is there a demand for this? Darlene?
It's like a vet visit on Thanksgiving night. It's a 4 to 5 hour wait.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. It is 6:43.
Is it like waiting for your pizza to come? Eventually you call the office and go, where is it?
Yeah.
It's been an hour and a half.
Well,
and
then Carolyn's when it gets there, over at Bob Shack. Larry.
It better not be cold when it gets here.
It better not be cold.
All right, get some free toppings, right?
Oh, my goodness.
Lord.
Oh. I'm so glad I'm back today. 6:44. When we come back, who the hell is Lindsay Lohan's fiance? Alexis investigates when we return.